about today. I want to tell you a little story happened to me this past week. So it was maybe Thursday or so, and I don't know what happened, but out of nowhere, I got this feeling that came over me of impending doom. Like just something just flew all, man, all of a sudden it was like I was in a black hole. And I got all these thoughts started racing through my mind, and nothing was going wrong. There was not like I got a bad phone call or anything else like this. It was just out of nowhere it hit me like this, and I went from here to feeling down here, and I just thought, man, I was tore up about it. I'm telling you, I was tore up. And I didn't understand, and I was like, I don't understand where all these feelings are coming from and all this pressure and everything else. And I came home, and I got my wife, and I said, honey, and she could tell I started crying. Tears started flowing out of my eyes, and she said, what's going on? And I said, I'm going to be honest with you, I don't know. I said, I don't know what's come over me, sweetheart, but something is on me right now, and I don't want it. I don't understand this. And she said, what can I do? I said, hug me and pray for me. My wife wrapped her arms around me that only like my wife can do, and she prayed over me. And it wasn't but about 15 minutes later that spirit broke off of me just like that. All of a sudden, I went back up to here, and I started going, Lord, I don't understand what happened here. I didn't get a phone call. Nothing bad happened, nothing, but I put it in, and all of a sudden, the Lord reminded me, said, the devil wants to try to steal what you've got. And we know how he steals it. He doesn't steal it with the phone call. He steals it with our thoughts. And what happened was I had lost my peace in that time. For about two and a half hours, my world felt completely turned upside down, but nothing was really wrong. And I started thinking, I said, I don't understand all this, God. Can you explain this to me? He said, absolutely I can. What happened was is the devil tried to put something on you, and you accepted it from him. Now, I'm telling you right now, here's what I didn't do. You know what I should have done the moment they came on? I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. But I didn't. I kept thinking, my goodness, what is all this? And I kept meditating on the feelings and not proclaiming the word of God over them. And all of a sudden, my peace left on me. But when a good woman stood in the gap for me and prayed for me, it broke that spirit of depression over me right then and there. And I got my peace back. There is something that is so fragile and so valuable in my life, and that is peace. If you've never had peace that surpasses understanding, I suggest you get in your closet and you start praying for God to give you that peace. Because once you got it, you don't want to ever let it go. Because when there is peace, there is joy. There's long-suffering. There's all the fruits of the Spirit right there that the devil wants to try to steal up out of your life. So today, you know what I want to share with you? I want to share with you what God shared with me. And that is how to make sure that you keep your peace of mind. How many of you would like to walk out of here peaceful?
Yes.
You came to the right place. Jesus wants to take that load off of you today. The Holy Spirit wants to break that bondage that you're in right now and lay it down and not pick it back up. He wants to set you free today of whatever it is that's stolen your peace. I believe people today are living like they're on trial. Yeah, don't raise your hands because I don't want anybody judging anybody in here, right? But you ever been in trial? You ever been in front of a judge? I have. I'll go. Now, look, Carla, you're so sweet. I know. Carla raising her hand. Me, I have. I've been there too, right? And you know what happens? And Brother Sean, back there, in the courtroom, everybody's staring at you. Everybody's looking at you. The judge is looking at you. The attorneys are looking at you. The people are looking at you. Everybody's looking at you. And you know what they're all doing? They're all judging you. I believe that we are living like that today. We're living like we're on trial all the time. We're worried about what the other people are having to say. Like we're under some kind of a microscope and people are just picking apart everything in our lives. And I want you to know something. When that happens to you and you're worried about everybody else's opinion, you can't have peace in your life. Here's what I want to tell you. Don't worry about what everybody else is saying. including the devil. In Galatians 1:10, it says, For do I now persuade men or God? Or do I seek to please men? For if I will please men, I would not be a bondservant of Jesus Christ. Let me tell you something. You know whose opinion matters? God's opinion matters. That's the only peace that you will ever receive, is once you understand that it doesn't matter what your mama says, your uncle says, your brother says, your neighbor. I know all of y'all got great neighbors, don't you? Amen.
Oh, amen.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I see your privacy fences and your I see your Facebook posts, and I see your stuff there airing out all the dirty laundry about your neighbor. Let me tell you something. It doesn't matter what anybody else has to say about you. I lived under that for a long time. A long time. I was always worried, what is so-and-so going to think? And somebody told me one time, matter of fact, sitting here on this front row, Brianna said this to me just a few weeks back, said, you're not going to please everybody. Isn't that what you said, Brianna? That really kind of struck a chord with me. I started thinking about that. I started thinking, you know, I'm not worried about pleasing anybody anymore. I'm worried about pleasing only one person now. And if I please him, that's all that really matters. See, if we will stop worrying about what other people think and know who we are in Christ, that is where our peace will come from. Peace comes from whose you are, not what other people think about you. And John 14:27, here's what the Bible says. It says, peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. See, Jesus' peace is the ultimate peace. He's the Prince of Peace. Jesus wants to give you that peace today. I didn't hear a single amen in this house. I promise you, when you're staring at that checkbook and you're looking at that stack of bills and you're writing out checks and you're looking between the two and you're feeling anxious about how you're going to pay all them bills, you want Jesus in that checkbook. When you're on that phone call and you've got some disturbing news about some health of either you or a friend or a loved one, and you don't know what to do and your mind is racing, I promise you, you want the peace of Jesus in the midst of that phone call. Amen. Jesus is where your peace is at. And not only that, but Jesus gives you peace. Gives you peace when you accept him. Because now what happens is that what Jesus has is now yours. Now, he's the Prince of Peace. When I accepted Jesus Christ, do you know I have the ability to live the most peaceful life ever? Matter of fact, I have all the authority over all the problems that I'm facing. Just like I messed up earlier, you know, that was a good little lesson for me. Because the next time I started feeling just the slightest, like the little bird flying around my head, you know what? I started shooing that thing away. In the name of Jesus, get up out of here. I'm telling you. I put my foot down. I said, devil, you can't do it no more. Jesus has given me peace that you're not going to steal away from me. I got peace of mind. No matter what happens, no matter what's coming down the pipeline, no matter what other people say, it doesn't matter. I'm focused on the peacemaker, and I'm going to live in peace. What about you? Are you living in peace? If you're not living in peace, you got to ask the question, why? Because if you've been born again, if you've accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior, there's no reason why you shouldn't be living in peace. So if you don't have peace, you got to ask the question, why? And I'm going to tell you why. It's one of two things. It's either because you haven't accepted the peace from Jesus and said, Lord, I want to put it into practice in my life, which means that I'm going to turn my trust over to you. Or you've taken the devil's packaged up little nice gift of anxiety and depression and worry, and you put it in your back pocket, and you'd like to carry that thing around and open it up so that you could blame something on somebody. Oh, I knew that would get a holy hush. You know what I'm telling you here today? The devil wants to steal, but you need to go and kill him. you need to stop him in his tracks. You need to take out that excuse book and start throwing it in the trash can. And you need to start walking out the authority that's been given to you through Jesus Christ by the power of the Holy Spirit. One woman's prayer wasn't long, wasn't no drawn out thing. We weren't sitting there for 15, 20 minutes. It was help him, Lord, set him free. Whatever she said, it took less than 5 seconds, and all of a sudden, the bondages broke. Amen. Thank you, Lord. How many of you need to be able to be set free today? I'm telling you, there's people all in here. I'm one of those. If it can happen to me, it can happen to you, it can happen to every single one of us. You know why? Because you're so valuable. See, when you know whose you are, and it doesn't matter what other people think, then what your value rests in is not what other people think about you, but what Jesus Christ thought about you. You know how special you are? You know how special you are? It doesn't matter what anybody else thinks. There's people today that don't want to talk to me anymore. Still didn't. They remember the Mike Holmes with the mugshot. They remember that guy who swore like a sailor and treated people like a dog. That's who they remember. They don't want to know me anymore. But I'm here to tell you it doesn't matter, because my worth is not based upon their opinion. It's based upon who I am in Christ and what he says I'm worth to him. Amen. Some of you ladies in here, I've noticed, have got something real shiny on your left hand. Some of you shine brighter than others, but there's some shininess going on in a wedding ring. And a lot of those things got a nice little diamond inside of that diamond, in that ring right there. And boy, you hold that thing up to the light, and it just glistens. Women love diamonds, don't you? Oh, man, y'all free then. Hold on. I didn't hear a single yes in here. Y'all, go trade them in for a fishing boat today now. Hold on. I'll try that again. How many women like diamonds in here? Oh, now you awake. Okay, all right, all right. I am going to get in trouble. That's all right. I tried at least one. Let's go get a fishing boat. We'll go after church today, brother. Hey, we'll cash that in. We'll be new roommates. But anyway, but you got this diamond on your hand. But do you know what? That diamond's value is not based upon what somebody else thinks about it. It's valuable because it's a diamond. And do you know it doesn't matter if I like diamonds, don't like diamonds? I could care less about diamonds. I don't wear diamonds. It doesn't bother me. But that doesn't mean that the diamond isn't valuable. The diamond has value, just like you have value. And buddy, when you know that, it doesn't matter what anybody else says about you. When you know that you're valuable to Jesus, that God so loved you, that he sent his only begotten son to die just for you, when you get a hold of that, it doesn't matter what anybody else says. It doesn't matter what the devil says, because he's a liar. I know he's a liar because I put him to the test of scriptures and it said so. Man, that's good news. That's how I know I walk in peace, is because I know that God loves me enough that no matter what anything comes my way, no matter what anybody else says, I know that I'm a diamond to him. Right. And you know what else is good about that? You know what women like to do? Especially when they first get engaged. They get engaged, they get that big old rock. They somehow stand in the light perfectly. You know, they do this number here or whatever. Just so you can see that thing. They like to show off that thing, you know. And then other women like to flock around it. And they, oh, let me see that. Oh, that's so pretty. He went to Jared, you know. They look at all like that thing, right? You know God does that to you too. When God knows that you're a diamond like that, he says, look at my diamond over here. Look what he's doing. Look what she's doing. I'm telling you, that child is mine. Oh, man, and then people start looking, they go, oh, I want a diamond too. You could be a diamond. God will take you from a lump of coal into a marquee diamond just like that. Oh, man, that's good news. I want to show off some diamonds. I want to show off a church full of diamonds. I want us to walk out these doors and be so bright in the light that's shining of Jesus through you that people go, man, what is that? You say, oh, that's the Lord inside of me. Oh, How can you have so much patience? I don't have patience. Jesus had patience and he gave it to me. Oh, how can you go through trials and tribulations? Because greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. Oh, man, that's what I want, folks. That's what we need. We say we want revival. Let's get vibed up then. Let's stop talking about it and let's start proclaiming it and walking it out. I love that little story Pat was talking about. When you, let me get my watch out here. Y'all ready for Shoney's? We ain't got no show. We getting a Waffle House, though. I'm going to tell them to open up after 3 on Sundays. And so, I love that little story Pat was talking about. You know, it's the little things in life that can mean so much. I was in the grocery store the other day, had somebody there that had just about $5 or $6 worth of stuff. Pastor always called those God ops. Those are opportunities I can show love to somebody. Let me pay for that $5 you got there. You know, when we go out and we go to eat, can I just give you, y'all get mad at me, I don't care. When you go out to eat, tip your waitress or your waiter. Yes. Tip them like a God-fearing Jesus tip would be. Some of us get a $15 ticket and you want to leave a dollar on the table for somebody. Let me tell you something. You know what? When I like to I'm not going to tell you how much. I leave enough that they got a smile on their face when we get up from the table. Amen. They're working hard for it. But you know what? Normally I'm sitting there talking about Jesus. I'm talking about something God has done in my life or is doing in other people's lives. I'm proclaiming and talking about God everywhere I go. Now, here's what I don't want to happen. I don't want somebody to go up there and say, well, he must worship a dollar God then. Uh-uh. I worship a million-dollar God. Let me tell you something. I worship the provider, the one who makes sure that all my needs are met according to his riches and glory. Now, that's the one that I worship. And so when you go out, do me a favor. Tip like you mean it. Or come to my house and I'll make you a peanut butter jelly sandwich. Bologna and cheese. I like fried bologna. Mark, I'm going to see you this afternoon. All right. Honey, get ready. I done invited the whole church to come up this afternoon. Moving on before I get in more trouble here. If you're seeking man's approval, though, you're going to be disappointed. Man's approval is always temporary. But God's approval is eternal. 1 Thessalonians 2:4 tells us, but as we have been approved by God to be entrusted with the gospel, even so we speak, not as pleasing men, but God who tests our heart. I'll tell you what happens with people. They change their mind. Their opinions are like the wind. I've learned this over time, that they'll say one thing one day and then say something else tomorrow. They'll think all this is good today and then tomorrow all this is bad. They will constantly be shifting back and forth. Listen, that happens. It happens. Don't get mad at them. If you're mad at them, then you're putting your trust in the wrong person. I don't get upset anymore. I used to get mad at that. I can't believe. Well, that's not what they said last week, or that's not how they used to be, but they're this way now. And I used to get so angry and so mad at them. But you know why? Because I worried about what they thought. I worried what their opinion was. But when I got a hold of, it's always going to change. It's always going to shift. But God's opinion never changes. God's opinion of me is always rock solid. When I got a hold of that, I stopped getting mad and I started praying for them. Lord, convict them. Show them the truth. Have their eyes of understanding opened up for them so that what happens is their opinion will turn to fact. And you know what happens when that comes? When you ask me my opinion, you know where I go to? I go to the Bible. My opinion is not based upon how I feel. It's based upon what God's word says. Now that means that, George, my opinion of you is pretty high. Take out all the coolness that you are. I think a lot of you because you're a child of God. Bethany, now you're pretty cool too. I think highly of you though. Not because of how you could praise and raise your hands and get into worship, but because you're a child of God. Brother Ron, I like you too, brother. But it's not because of all the years that you studied up under Jesus and your Bible looks like it's been gone through World War II and back. It's because you're a child of God. So all of a sudden now, what happens with my opinion based upon you is not about what you can add to me or what you could take away from me, what you could do or what you could say. It's based upon who you are in Jesus. Now that's the family of God. That's when we've all been born again and we're in the body of Christ. We can look at each other without judgment on each other. And what should be happening is when you're going through a hard time, you should be able to be vulnerable enough like I was. You should be able to go up to somebody and say, I don't know what's going on right now, but I need help. And you ought to wrap your arms around them just like my wife did. And you ought to pray for them. And you ought to love for them. And you ought to not judge what they're going through, because your opinion of whatever it is, it don't matter. What matters is that Jesus said that they're a diamond, that they're valuable, and they're valuable to you because they're a brother and sister in Christ. Then we start setting that example. And we start sharing that peace with others. But don't you dare think about men's approval being long-term, because it will always change. People will love you today and hate you tomorrow. And it's okay. You know that song? I hope Robbie could play this for me. If I got Jesus, y'all heard that Ben Fuller song? If I got Jesus, I got all I ever need. I want to tell you something today, that if you don't have him, you need him. If he's not the focal point in the center of your life, then you're missing the mark. Because in him is where you'll find your peace. And I want you to know something, that God doesn't want you focused on everybody else and everything else. He wants you focused on him only. Isaiah 26:3 says, you will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you, because he trusts in you. See, peace is actually a byproduct of your focus. If I'm looking to God only, all these other things, I'm not saying they're not heavy. I'm not saying that they don't come at you with ferocity. They do. They come at you, and they come at you hard. But if you keep your eye upon the Lord, he's going to keep you in peace. So here's what I want to tell you. If you get distracted, turn back. Somebody says something and you get off course, readjust your focus. What God wants to do is bring you back into line with him. Everybody stand with me this morning. You know, you can't control what other people think, but you can control what you meditate on. I can't control how other people, what they say or what they do. I can't control how they feel, but I can control what I allow my mind to focus on. This morning, what I want to challenge you with is, what are you focused on then? Are you focused upon the peacemaker, the Prince of Peace? Or are you focused on the world and all of its troubles? Every head bowed, every eye closed. The very first thing you have to do is you have to accept the Prince of Peace as your Lord and Savior. You won't find peace in the world. Peace in the world changes by the circumstances or the environment that you're in, but the peace of Jesus never wavers and never changes. If there's anybody here who's never accepted Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, I want to give you the opportunity to do so this morning. Just raise your hand right where you're at. God bless you, brother. I see your hand. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Is there anybody else here that says, today I want to accept you, Jesus? Brother, you raise your hand. I want you to come up here and join me this morning. It's a big decision to make. It's the most important decision you'll ever make. Do you know that when somebody raises their hand like that and they say, I want to accept Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior, do you know that all of heaven rejoices with us, brother? Yes. Mm-hmm. All of heaven is screaming in victory and shouting for this man right now?
Glory.
From this moment forward, everything changes. Everything. I want y'all to pray with me. I'm going I'm going to say a simple prayer with you, brother. Can I do that with you this morning?
Yes.